Hey everybody, I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today for your Word. We ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And I thank you for ministering to them today through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, a few episodes back on the broadcast, we started a new series that we're calling To the End. And in this series, we're learning about the importance of staying in faith until we see what God promised us, what God said to us, come to pass in our lives. Now let's go back over to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24. And we're going to look there again at our foundation text for this series. In Matthew 24 and in verse 13, Jesus said there, he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Now again, that word endure means to hold fast to one's faith under trials. And Jesus said, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 10:22, he said it again, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Hebrews 3:6 says, Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm unto the end. Verse 14 says, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Revelations 2:25, that which you have already, hold fast till I come, and he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. 1 Peter 1:13 says, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And then Hebrews 6:11 says, we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Come on, friends, say it with me. Unto the end. We're not just going to start in faith. We're going to stay in faith, and we're going to do it until we see what God promised us come to pass in our lives. Now let's go to Matthew 14, and we're going to go a little further today in the teaching, praise God. Matthew 14, and this is the account of Peter walking on the water. Now, we talked to you last time on the broadcast about how Habakkuk 2 said the vision speaks at the end. We found out how that after Abraham patiently endured, he obtained the promise. And so the vision speaks at the end. Obtaining the promise comes after you patiently endure at the end. We told you last time on the broadcast, things happen at the end. And so it's vitally important that you and I make up our minds that once we've heard from God, we're going to the end, because that's where the vision speaks. It speaks at the end. That's where Abraham obtained the promise. It was at the end. And one of the things that you'll notice is that on the way to the end, stuff comes to move you out of faith. In other words, if you make up your mind that God said this to me and I'm going to go get it, I'm going to go to the end and receive it. Well, on the way there, stuff is going to come to try to move you out of faith. Stuff's going to come to try to get you to quit believing God before you get to the end. In fact, the Lord spoke this to my heart years back. The way to the end is not without peril, and it's littered with adversity and opportunities to be moved. The way to the end, it's not without peril, and it's littered with adversity and opportunities to be moved. Because the devil wants to move you out of faith. He wants to get you to quit before the end. Because if he can get you to quit in the middle, he can keep you from enjoying victory in your life and enjoying the things that God wants for you to have in your life. And so the way to the end, I like to look at it like, here I am, and God said something to me, promised something to me. And if I want to enjoy it, it's over here at the end. And so then I start down this pathway on the way to the end. And this pathway is littered with adversity and opportunities to be moved. And this pathway is not without peril. And we see this in Matthew 14, verse 28. Peter said this, if it be you out there on the water, they saw Jesus walking on the water. Peter said, bid me to come unto you on the water. And he said, come. Now, the end is when Peter gets to Jesus on the water. That's the end of this promise coming to pass. Peter said, tell me to come to you on the water. And so the end of this was Peter getting out of the boat, walking on the water to go to Jesus. And so the end is Jesus. Verse 29 said, and Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And so now Peter is on the way to the end. Now verse 30 says this, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? See, on the way to the end, there was adversity. There was opportunities to be moved. From the boat to Jesus was not without that pathway, the way to the end. It was not without peril. It was not without adversity. It was not without opportunities to be moved. Now, friend, It is penal. It's very costly to come out of faith before the end. In Hebrews 10:35, it said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. Verse 39 says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or unto destruction, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. I wanted to read those verses to you because it said, don't cast away your confidence. Your confidence has reward. And then in verse 39, it says, if you draw back, you draw back to destruction. And so it is very penal. It's very costly to come out of faith before the end. It'll keep you from enjoying the reality of what God promised you. It'll keep you from enjoying your victory. The reason that Abraham became the father of many nations in reality is because he didn't quit in the middle. And there's a reason why Peter is down here in the water, getting soaking wet in the water when he should have been on the water. And the reason is because he quit in the middle. The reason he didn't get to Jesus, which was the end, is because he came out of faith, he was moved out of faith before he got there. And friend, outside of faith, victory is an impossibility. I need to say that to you again. Outside of faith, victory is an impossibility. The children of Israel didn't go into the promised land because of their unbelief. Jesus couldn't do mighty works in his hometown, Matthew 13:58. Because of their unbelief. The disciples asked Jesus one time when they tried to pray for a boy that had a demon in him. They said, why couldn't we cast the demon out? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. See, victory is an impossibility outside of faith. It's very costly to be moved out of faith. And that's what happened to Peter. He was on his way to the end. And the way to the end is littered with opportunities to be moved, and it's littered with peril and adversity. And the only way to get to the end and see victory and enjoy victory in your life is to not be moved by any of the stuff that comes to move you on the way to the end. You know, this happened with the children of Israel in Numbers 13. In verse 2, God said, "The land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel." Well, see, the end was them enjoying the promised land. And God promised them this in Exodus, that He was going to bring them into this promised land. And so now here they are in Egypt, in Exodus, not in the promised land. God promised them the land. And so that's this over here. That's the end. Well, now they're going to leave Egypt and they're going to endeavor to get into the promised land. And quickly what they found out is that the pathway to the end is littered with peril, adversity, and opportunities to be moved. And that's what happened to them. They were going to the end, and they made it out of Egypt by the grace of God, praise God, made it through the wilderness, and then they got to the promised land, and they said, there's walls, there's giants, and because of the stuff that came to move them on the way to the end, because it moved them, they didn't enjoy the promised land like they should have. The way to the end, friend, is littered with opportunities to be moved. And the only way to enjoy what God promised you is to not allow any of those things to move you out of faith. Praise God. In Mark chapter 5, I gave you an example of Peter being moved, an example of the children of Israel being moved out of faith or quitting before the end. But Jairus is an example of not being moved when you're walking that path to the end. Jairus had a daughter that was sick, and he came to Jesus in verse 23, and he said to Jesus, "Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed, and she will live." And Jesus went with him. And so now here we go. We're on the way to the end. Now the end in this instance is his daughter being healed. Jesus laying his hands on her and her daughter and his daughter being healed. That's the end. And so here they go on the way to the end. Now the scripture tells us his daughter was at the point of death. And so this is a pressing situation where it seems like time is of the essence, because she's about to die. And so Jesus said, "Let's go." And they start to go to Jairus' house. And then the woman with the issue of blood, Jesus stops to minister to her. Well, that is a form of pressure and adversity, because Jairus could have been thinking, we kind of need to get going here. You know, my daughter's at the point of death. But Jairus didn't do anything. He stayed in faith. And then when Jesus was ministering to the woman with the issue of blood, someone came from Jairus' house and said, "Your daughter's dead, don't trouble Jesus anymore." Well, this is the highest form of adversity you could experience. What is this doing? This is coming to get Jairus to quit believing before the end. Jesus looked at him and said, "Fear not, believe only, and she will be made whole." What was Jesus telling Jairus? Don't quit now. You started in faith, and if you'll stay in faith, she will be made whole. And so Jairus did. And so they got to his house, and when they got to his house, he had another opportunity to be moved. Everybody, his family, they're all crying. They're all upset. They're tumulting. And this was another opportunity to be moved. But Jairus stayed in faith. And the end of the story was his daughter was healed. And the reason he saw his daughter be healed was because he did not quit in the middle. And so, friends, you need to know that when you get in faith, when you hear from God about something in your life, and you're going to believe God for something, you're going to get on the path, the walk of faith, the faith path, and you're going to head towards the end. You need to understand that that pathway is littered with opportunities to be moved. It's littered with pressure and adversity. And you got to make up your mind when you start, I'm going to the end. I'm not going to let anything move me. I'm not going to let anything cause me to quit. Because hell will exhaust every resource to move you. See, the devil has had a front row seat for thousands of years, watching faith produce victory in the lives of people who live by it. He watched David defeat Goliath. He watched Daniel in the lion's den. Praise God. He watched the three Hebrews get thrown in the fiery furnace and not be burnt. He watched Abraham become the father of many nations. He watched the woman with the issue of blood be made whole. He knows that faith works, and so he's desperate to get you out of faith, and he will exhaust every resource to try to move you. But the good news is the greater one lives on the inside of you, and friend, you have the capacity to not be moved out of faith no matter what the devil throws at you. And if you'll stay in faith and not be moved by the stuff that comes on the way to the end, you will enjoy victory in your life. Praise God. Come on, friend, have you found that out in your life? That the way to the end is littered with opportunities to be moved. It's littered with pressure and peril. But if you'll stick with it and stay with it and not be moved, you can enjoy victory in your life and in the situations that you're facing. Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1, and we'll go through this in the time that we have left. 1 Peter chapter 1 is a great teaching. It's written and ministered so beautifully because the Holy Spirit ministered it. But it's a great picture of hearing from God, having a promise that you don't see yet, and then getting on this pathway to the end, and what you're supposed to do when you experience pressure on this pathway, and then receiving the end of your faith. 1 Peter 1 talks to us about how to receive the end of our faith. And in verse 3, it said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living or lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Now, we'll just stop right there for a moment. This scripture is telling us that we have been born again unto a living hope. And the living hope is this inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled. This living hope is this salvation that's ready to be revealed in the last time. Now, did you notice when the salvation was going to be fully revealed? In the last time, or it's revealed at the end. But these first three verses that we read paint the picture that we have this promise from God that has created an expectation of something for us that we will enjoy that we are not enjoying yet. A living hope. Hope is something that's not seen. We read that in Romans 8, I believe last time on the broadcast, that you don't hope for what you see, that once you see it, you no longer hope for it. And so when he's talking about we've been begotten unto a living hope, it's something God promised them. It was this salvation, the full reveal, the promise of heaven, the promise of this inheritance. God's promised it to them. And so they have the hope for it, the expectation for it, but they don't see it yet. And it's going to be revealed in the last time at the end. And so you can see that in this chapter, they're on the way to this inheritance, to this salvation. They're on the way to the end. Now, verse 6 says this, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Manifold temptations means various kinds of adversity, various kinds of distress and trouble, praise God. And it said there, "wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are under pressure through this adversity." And so you can see that on the way to the end, there is some pressure. There is some adversity. Praise God. And he said that you rejoice in this salvation right now in the midst of the pressure. Why would you rejoice? Because you've heard from God and you have faith in him, so you know it's coming. In other words, I'm on the way to the end. Praise God. I've heard from God, and this could be about your healing. This could be about something financially, something you're believing God for. God's spoken to you, promised you, said he was going to do it. And so now you're on the way to the end. But on the way to the end, you start hitting some pressure, some adversity, some reports, some circumstances. And instead of allowing those things to make you sad and depressed, you rejoice. Why? Because you've heard from God, you have faith in him, and you know what he said is coming, and it will come to pass. Praise God. That's why you're rejoicing in this hope. In fact, Hebrews 3:6 says that Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope unto the end. Why would you be under this pressure? You're on the way to the end and you hit this pressure. See, a lot of people, when they hit the pressure, they get sad. They lose their joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. When you lose your joy, you lose your strength, you get weak, you get tired. Next thing that's going to happen is you're going to quit. And so this is giving us great insight. When you're on the way to the end and you hit some adversity, what should you do? Rejoice in the hope. Rejoice knowing God said it to me. He is faithful. I can trust him. What he said is going to come to pass. I'm sure of it. And so if you'll rejoice in the midst of adversity and not lose your joy, then you won't get weak and tired and quit. You get strong and continue on. And so the way that you can rejoice when you hit adversity on the way to the end is you know the end is coming. And every day I'm getting closer to it. Yeah, I might have hit some adversity today. So what? I was expecting some adversity on the way to the end, and I'm just going to breeze on past it, breeze on through it. I'm going to rejoice because I know what God promised me is coming. Praise God. Now, go back up to verse 5 in that chapter and look at the phrase, us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Through faith unto salvation. Friend, you believe to these things. You believe to your healing. You believe to your provision. You believe to your deliverance. Did you hear that? I don't want to move too quick on this, but I'm running out of time. You believe to these things, not for these things. And if you keep believing, you'll get to it. You believe to it. You need to highlight that phrase. I believe to it. I'm not just believing for it necessarily. I'm believing to it. When I have that phrase and mentality, I understand I'm on a path and I'm going to get there. If I keep believing, I'll get to it. So you believe to it, praise God. And then it says there, keep reading, we'll close the broadcast today. It says, though for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that's various kinds of adversity, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Concerning salvation, you and I are in a season called on the way to the end. And in it, stuff comes to move you out of the faith so that you don't end up being saved in the last day. And it's like this when you are believing God for something. Once you hear from God and pray and believe that you receive, now you enter into a season that's called on the way to the end. And this season, on the way to the end, what you can see in the scripture, in this season there's pressure that tries to get you to quit and come out of faith before you get to the end. And so praise God, in that season you should know adversity's coming, but you make up your mind, I'm not going to let it move me, And that's what it says down here in verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith. What's it saying? In the midst of the trying of your faith, and you're on the way to the end, and all this pressure is coming, and all of these attacks are coming, and you're getting this bad report, and the circumstances aren't changing, and the devil's trying to lie to you and say it's not going to happen. That's what the pathway to the end is littered with. And yet, on that path, people of faith rejoice even though they don't see it yet, because they know it's coming. And that right there, friend, that's how you receive the end of your faith. You don't let the adversity move you. You don't let the adversity change you. You keep going. You keep believing. Because everything that you want to have happen in your life that God's promised you, you have to believe, not for it. For it gives the picture, oh, that God's finally going to let go of it one day and give it to me. No, God's already given it to you. It's just over here. And you got to believe to it, which means you got to keep going on the way to the end. You got to keep going till you get there. And if you keep going, you'll get to your healing. You'll get to your provision. You'll get to your deliverance if you keep going. And friend, you're going to keep going. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you today for helping us to persevere in the face of adversity. Help us, Lord, to not quit, to not let go of our faith, but to go all the way to the end, to believe all the way to the end. We won't be moved by pressure, circumstances, the lies of the devil, but we're going to stay with what we started with. We're going to stick it out. We're going to stay in faith. And we're going to see what you promised us come to pass. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Hey, don't forget to come back next time as we continue this powerful series called To the End. You don't want to miss what's next. We'll see you then. Hey, we got a free offer going on right now at the ministry. I'd like to send you a free copy of my book, Victory in Troubled Times. In this book, I give you 5 keys from the Word of God that will help you overcome any challenge that you face in life. Friend, this is a powerful book. It's a powerful tool, and I want to get it into your hands. And so if you'll just email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, we will ship this book out to you at no charge. And right now, we're going to throw in a copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. In this book, you will find declarations of faith for almost any area of your life. These things are so powerful to speak over your life daily, and this will also be a tremendous blessing to you. And so, hey, I want to get both of these into your hands at no charge. All you got to do is email the ministry, info@mam.tv, give us your name and mailing address, and we will send them out to you, and they will be a blessing in your life. Praise the Lord.